When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall. The Monday Means Test with Wayne Hawks and John O'Neill. Brought to you by Newgate Farm.
North Pacific. What a weapon. He uses class. Go to Newgate and have a look for yourself.
Welcome to the Monday Means Test. Gareth Hall, Johnny O'Neill, Wayne Hawks. Forget about Johnny Allen. He's just come in there. He's gone, what about your mate Ryan Moore? I said, hang on a sec. He can't be banging Ryan Moore. Hello to you, Wayne Hawks.
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a great show because Johnny O'Neill doesn't get flustered very often, let me tell you. But he's walking. He's got the wrong headphones in. He's got the wrong cans on his head. Oh, good morning, Johnny.
I'm under pressure this morning.
Yes. Good. How are you,
I don't
mate?
Know what's going on here, am I?
No, neither do we.
What's going on? Hello.
Hello.
Come in.
We can hear you loud.
Can you hear me? Come in. Hello. Yes. Hello.
You've had a bad weekend, brother.
Hasn't been that
bad, has it? Had a couple of interesting rides, but anyway.
Oh, we'll get to
anyway,
that
having said that, I look forward to discussing those.
Yes.
Because
so do we.
We did see some great racing, though, didn't we? What about that mare in that won the Ranvet? I don't know what's going on with this. I feel like I'm...
I don't know. You sound like you're back in...
Where am I?
Sounds like I haven't pushed any of these buttons, have I?
Come in.
Sounds like you're in...
in a spaceship.
You're in the dungeon once again.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah.
That's how he always sounds. He's just very angry this morning. That's
well,
all.
Well, I'm not angry.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm frustrated.
Now, same thing.
We'll get you talking. We'll fix your microphone, but I'll get stuck into
it. You've had a wax down too. No. Look at you.
We'll get stuck into the means test. It is a bit funny, Johnny's microphone, so we'll try and fix it up. The King's Gambit, of course, is Gay Waterhouse, her eighth Golden Slipper. Well, I know Adrian Bott, people forget that's his second Golden Slipper. He's only been training a short time. Of course, he won with Farnham. So well done to Gay and Adrian. It was interesting watching the footage after the race. I'm not quite sure if Gay was – I think she was in the Storm Boy team, and then she saw the filly – Jump out of the ground.
No, let me jump in. Yes. It's very difficult when you've got multiple runners on which one you're watching. I mean, if you had a choice of watching seven of her runners, you'd be watching Storm Boy because he's the big ticket item, isn't he? So you can't blame her for that.
No, I don't. I wasn't. It was just like fascinating to watch. So well on to Gay and Adrian. And I thought the slipper, it had all of the build up. It was terrific. She was superb. Lady of Camelot to win the slipper. Storm Boy wasn't disgraced after missing the kick. Wayne, I thought he was pretty good.
Storm Boy was unreal.
He was fantastic, to be fair. We said it, didn't we? I said it last week, I think. You can be the best horse in the Golden Slipper, but it doesn't mean to say you're going to win. My father has had the best horse in the race, starting with the Big O Octagonal and working your way down many, many years in a row, and the best horse doesn't always win. So, to be fair, the best horse didn't win, but it's a Golden Slipper. Jump lead, all of a sudden Jump gets in behind him. He did a super job to attack the line, and the one that was probably very, very disappointing was the Blue Diamond winner.
Having said that, it sort of missed the start. She nearly fell off it, got smashed up on
and then
the
it
rail.
Went straight to the fence.
Like
she was like you after a few beers on a Friday night. She was all over the place.
Don't talk about Johnny like that.
No. I think there was like but Coleman was very good.
He was huge. Everyone was cheering for Cummo. Rob Cummings has got a big share in that. So he sort of hit the front with 100 and 50 to go, and I thought, he ran, home you go.
He ran better than I think everyone thought he would, because to be fair,
good too. Traffic Warden, it's a good horse.
Who would you be backing? So this is a question for you, and the size produce stakes with Bet365. Storm Boy, $3.25. Traffic Warden, $7. Coleman, $11. And then Manal, Michael Friedman's filly that was out of this world as well, she's at $15.
Yeah, no, I'm all over Traffic Warden. I thought it was a huge run. But, you know, Gay's got this wonderful ability of being able to go on and win those races. So Storm Boy may go on and still win the seven and win the mile too.
Yeah.
You know?
The AJC Sires has brought unstuck many, many, many good horses, because everything is speed, speed, speed. Now what happens is the horse that will win the AJC Sires, and unfortunately you won't know until the race, is the one that jumps, relaxes, goes to sleep, because everything's speed, speed, speed. And it's only an extra 200 metres. But gee whiz, 200 metres stuffs a lot of horses up in as far as they don't get the trip. So it'll be very interesting, because most horses from Slipper onwards are cooked. They're actually done, need the paddock. Storm Boy will win by 100 yards. He will win by 100 yards.
And the question I want to ask there is, Gareth was potting Ryan Moore on the off.
Yes, he did.
You and I are sort of all over him, saying world, one of the world's greatest.
No, he's probably the
will
world's
best.
Will
they fly him back out to ride that horse in the seven?
No, J-Mac will ride.
I think not. I think not.
No, I don't think that was the plan. And
I'm not going double up on our bet at the where did we bet? Where did you lose? You and I are going to lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming to lunch with you.
We're going to Nobu. Yeah, no, J-Mac will definitely ride Storm Boy in the size. There's no ifs, buts and maybes there. Ryan,
and it's probably a sit and steer if that's the case.
Where would you – Blake Shin said that Gay's the greatest trainer in the world of two-year-olds, Wayne.
No, she's won 8 Golden Slippers, and the Golden Slipper is the biggest two-year-old race in the world.
I'd say along with Johnny Hawks, because Tommy Berry delivered a very interesting tweet there yesterday, and – you've mentioned this a few times. I can't believe this. I can't quite fathom how a trainer could be that dominant. When John Hawks was training for Crown Lodge or for the Inghams, he trained 65 individual two-year-old winners.
And you know what? Didn't have anywhere near the interference from Wayne in those days is what he gets. So he's got to have a good look at himself.
65 racehorses won 96 two-year-old races.
Yeah, he's a freak.
It was that crazy. Every two-year-old race we had, I'll tell you a quick story. I had a filly called Rondeville, and she'd had one start at Hawkesbury, and she pulled up shin sore, so she went to paddock in the early, early two-year-old race.
Yeah.
She came down to Melbourne, and we accepted for her on the Wednesday at Moonee Valley, it was. That's how long ago, a Wednesday at the Valley. She didn't get a run because she'd had one start and run fourth. She never got a run. The only race that we didn't have penciled in Melbourne was a Benalla Friday meeting. So it was Monday morning. So we quickly nominated her for the Friday at Benalla. Went to Benalla, won by 3.5, broke the track record, and got the best price you've ever seen. Mark Riley's had a bet. The boys have had a bet, and they backed their thing off the map from 10s into 6-4. And we just drifted like the north wind, and of course we beat him by 3.
Did you bet?
And he bet the rest by – he beat his horse, I can't think what it was called – 15, 20 years ago now, his horse beat the rest by 7. So the margin was like 3 lengths by 7. He walked up to me the next day at the race. He said, tell me your thing's good. Just tell me it's good. He said, I thought I was unbeatable. Then I've gone and told him what happened. I said, you're pretty unlucky. She was shin sore at Hawkesbury, went the paddock, came back, blah, blah, blah. My filly went on to win two stakes races.
The horse wasn't Mavorne, was it?
No.
Because it was a good horse he trained.
Mavorne was Scalacci Mavorne.
Yeah. Great sprinter. It was a great horse.
So that's the King's Gambit. Let's have a look at the other categories here. The internationals. We'll start off with
international jockeys.
No, we'll start off with the international horses here, and we'll kick off with the first of the Group Ones at Rose Hill on Saturday. It was the Ramvert Stakes. Via Sistina, Johnny, is now the $2.30 favourite for the Queen Elizabeth. Now,
Can't be beaten. Wow. It's got 100 yards on any of the form. The only query about that horse.
Yes.
I mean, they paid, Mr. Zhang paid a hell of a lot of money for it.
Just over $5 million.
So I will say query with that horse was coming out, how the mare travelled, how she would do in quarantine. I believe they did a lot of work with her internationally. Brought her over. Chris has obviously just maintained that through the quarantine environment. They won't beat it, mate. It's too good. Mm. It's got lengths on them. The horse that Freeman's have got, another horse that Mr. Mr. Yang's is a
Placed a Carousel.
Yeah, quite a nice horse. Yes. I'll probably back it up, I would imagine, in the BMW, and it'll probably win too.
Do you remember Play Monopoly when you were a kid?
Loved it.
Yeah,
loved it.
You would have loved it. Loved you would have cheated.
You would have been Mayfair, all over Mayfair.
That, but yeah. Mr. It's like Mr. Zhang is playing. Everyone's playing Monopoly with Mr. Zhang, and he's just leaning on Mayfair and buying everything.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, I have to say, look, from a form perspective, the only challenge was, will it settle when it gets to Australia? And for us, we really thought Buckaroo could win the race. For me, I had alarm bells on Tuesday when J-Mac took the ride on the other horse. I sort of said, well, I'm not saying he jumped off.
I thought you were mates.
Yeah, we are mates. At the end of the day, it's business for him. And Tommy Berry had been riding our horse all the way through. And clearly Chris decided to book Ryan. So, unfortunately, you know.
How was the ride?
Well, we thought we'd be sitting outside the leader with no pace. And we were last on the rail, yeah.
Yeah.
So ran very well. Sectionals were terrific.
So you
world class rider, saved some ground up the inside, and so we got beat a little
bit. Very diplomatic,
Johnny, if there's rain that arrives on,
it'll win by 2 furlongs.
So the VS is standard. So Buckaroo,
the wetter the better for it.
So Buckaroo can't win.
In my opinion, it can't beat the VS Sustainer. No.
So what do you do with Buckaroo then?
So I'd say, look, I mean, he ran a terrific race. He only got beat a couple of lengths. So you probably go there. And then we go, I would imagine, to Hollandale, Doomben Cup, sort of that route for him. And I'm sure that there's a race in amongst there for him. He's a really nice horse. Yep. We've just bumped into 2 international horses that he paid $9 million for.
Yep. Just quickly, how quick has the carnival gone? Because I was actually thinking about a two-year-old thinking, you know, pie in the sky stuff, heading to Queensland, thinking, gee whiz, we're basically nearly in April. We're not that far away.
Oh, no,
I mean,
crazy.
The autumn carnival's just about done.
Do you know, Jared, this is for Jared Waitley. He loves listening
to us.
You
Who's
know.
He? Your idol.
Yeah, my idol.
He calls me Wayne.
He does.
Or Stephen. It just depends.
Bet3,
I pay him to do
I'm starting to, bet, I'm starting to bet, become friends with him, though. He's starting bet, to know who I am.
Bet365 just deliberately did this to Jared.
Did they?
After the Mannion Cup victory of post-impressionists, forget about him being the Sydney Cup favourite. He's now the $11 favourite for the Melbourne Cup.
It's got no hope.
Jared will lose his bananas.
You're going to bring this up.
Are you on there today?
Yeah.
Are you on there this morning?
Sulcombe's 15, without a fight, 15. Justin
Palace,
17.
Both of those horses are under injury clouds, so you sort of get it. Yep. What else is there?
Orchestral's at 20-1. Riff Rocket won't stay, 20-1. Vauban.
Good luck.
20-1.
If it comes, it's a good horse.
Observe at 26. He won over the jumps the other day.
Yeah.
Jared, well, this is you are going to wind him. You know what?
Too early.
Can I be honest? Last Wednesday, I was on his show, and
he was
wild. No, he was wild.
Right.
He was wild about Moonee Valley
also
wild about the Olympic Games coming up.
That's our debate.
I reckon you can probably.
I want to be wild about the umpires yesterday for Richmond and Port Adelaide.
Wouldn't have mattered, mate. Your team's gone.
You're kidding
me,
mate. Gonski. Some of the worst decisions I've ever seen in my life.
Bakes was good.
11 points in front half time. Tom Lynch goes to defend rubbish 50 metres.
Now, we've got the Richmond Syndicate night on Wednesday
27
night.
27 broken ribs.
Yeah.
Tim Durando play on. It's just a joke, mate.
Is the Richmond Syndicate night Wednesday night?
It is.
Night?
Wednesday night at the Osborne Hotel. Yeah, Michael Hickman's coming over. We've got 2 or 3 nice horses to chop up amongst the
Is Liam
supporters.
Baker announcing that he's going back to work for Simon Miller?
He won't be doing that.
Okay.
Bakes will be there. Fridgie will be there. Yeah. Jack Graham will be there. Only a week or 2 weeks away. And Nathan Broad will be there.
All right, then.
Sort of tweaked his calf a little bit sore there.
We'll take a quick break. We'll
talk.
If you're a tiger, you've got to believe there's a lot of good signs there.
Zipping three.
But I think, what was it, 27-6 again, the free kicks or something?
Yeah, the Sulcombe. You keep missing the kick.
I don't understand
why it keeps
happening.
It's still amazing, though, isn't it? We've had two rounds and Collingwood have lost 3 matches. Yeah. We're going
three flags in 6 years and the umpires are still dirty.
We've got to take a break.
There's enough footy classified.
It's killing me, mate. It's killing me.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
Welcome Welcome back to Giddy Up. This is the Monday Means Test. Plenty to get through. We'll go through some text messages at the moment.
Hey, gee, there was some sound effects before with me whacking my coffee cup Wayne pulled me up on, right?
Now,
I was doing it because
what
I'm frustrated
doing?
With
Shall
you.
Do it again. Do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing that because I'm very frustrated with the umpires.
You're very angry. No, that's not true.
With
we're frustrated with
we're
your
talking
jockeys
racing,
on the
not football.
Well, I know that, but it's a combination.
What about
it's all good.
This man's frustrated with Wayne. Wayne dribbling again since Diamond Winner was disappointing. Car nearly fell off the horse and tried to run through the running rail.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry,
it was the best run in the whole race. What do you want me to say? The horse ran last. She fell off because the horse did the wrong thing. The horse jumped and went straight to the inside fence. The overhead shot showed it. I'm dribbling. The horse went terrible.
She never got an opportunity to show her best because of that.
No, it
that
didn't.
Hey, can
that.
I
but
say something about someone who fell off? I text Kieran McAvoy after the races.
Yeah, he's
and
okay.
And thank God he's okay. But my God, that was a horrendous fall.
It was. It was.
And I
nasty.
Feel very sorry for the owners, read the horse, because it had to be.
What a day. You win a group one, and then an hour later, you're getting taken away in the ambulance.
He texted last night and said he's okay, but he'll miss the
carnival. He's riding good form. He's been bashed a little bit, Kieran McAvoy, over the last few years. But geez, he's riding great form at the moment. The Riley horse Wayne spoke about ended up with a record of 23 starts for one win. Nicky Dow was its name. It won a Wangaratta Maiden.
What did I say? Benalla. Wangaratta was it? Yeah.
Let's have a chat about the big group one, the TJ Smith.
Yes.
Imperatrice was good. She did what she needed to do in the William Reid. She takes on a horse like I Wish I Win. But apart from those two big guns, can you be backing like a Sunshine in Paris? She's at $9. Private Eye was down the track again in a Galaxy. He's the second favourite at $5.
Is Imperatrice going there?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, they've decided to leave Melbourne, have they? With
yeah.
Okay.
And we finally get to see I Wish I Win.
How good was she on the weekend?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the expert.
She went amazingly well. I thought she'd win by four.
She bet Johnny Rocker.
Mate, you couldn't win from where she was. Mate, there was no way known that horse was winning from where it was.
It doesn't matter. Generally, it doesn't matter what quality of horse you are. When you're sitting posted out wide like that, you're just a sitting shot and good horses get beat.
Yep.
She is the weapon, that horse. And she's an amazing horse at Moonee Valley. She's now won 5 out of 5 at the Valley. She loves it, but gee whiz. I mean, look, to be fair, he couldn't do much about it, to be honest.
No.
But she is a better horse. Did I say it or not? Better horse, sitting back off them and hitting the line. That's what she's a better. She's not a leader. She's not a leader. But the way that she won was, we'll put it this way. If she had the perfect run, she was 1-1, she would have won by 5.
I think no matter where they race in that TJ, she's going to be 3, 4, 5 lengths in front of I Wish I Win.
Has she got good form Sydney way going to New Zealand?
No, they say that she's a length better Melbourne way than Sydney
going. And that could be fair.
Yeah, she got beaten in a Canterbury Stakes behind Friedman's good colt now with Newgate Farm.
State of...
The one that went overseas?
Yeah, it starts with A.
Artorias.
He reminds me of you, sometimes frustrating, but then he bursts through.
But very good.
Yeah, very good on
his
day.
Like in Adelaide in
and
the old days.
And Zach Purton could get the best out of him that day.
So while you're on this, TJ, there's it and I Wish I Win. Moods will be setting that 1,000,000% for that race.
And our sprinters
Private
Eye
can't
off.
Win. Sunshine in Paris can't win. If you get a heavy 38, Bella Nipotina can run a place. Oh. Cylinder to the Paddock. Espiona doesn't go straight. Osmosis missed a start, 45 lengths the other day. Aft Cabin went horrendous. Front Page will control from front and can be there. Hawaii 5-0, it's a good TV show. Yeah. Learning to Fly can't win. Magic Time, no hope. Mizzou, no hope. Passive Aggressive, no hope. Airman.
No hope.
Well, if the track's wet, no hope. If the track's dry, can run place. But doesn't handle wet at all. You spit on ground, goes no good.
Is it remarkable?
Is that okay? For a person that doesn't do any form?
That's pretty good for
you. There
you
go.
I would have thought.
Can people send in some notes and say, I've got some idea what I'm talking about? Because most people don't think I do.
Where's the text messages?
Do you know what I
nachos.
Love?
Nachos. Where's Nachos?
No, he's gone.
You know what?
He's gone.
He's got cheese and bloody jalapenos all over him. That's what he needs
The problem is,
leave me out of it.
One, you're a back marker. And number two, you're
maybe
a
the quokka.
A number,
can I tell you? They've fried that horse. They put the blinkers on him. They try to change the way he races. You've got to ride him dead cold. The straight race destroyed that horse.
Do you know what I love when you get bagged on social media sometimes,
paddock.
Johnny? What? They go, you've got no idea. But then the very next sentence, they praise the person who gives you the information.
Like, why would he say that?
Because his show, I suppose.
Yeah.
We're just blowing.
No, I'll tell you one thing, noticing this morning, this is why you're doing radio.
Why?
The left-hand side of your face, you didn't complete the waxing properly.
No.
Oh, really?
No, it's longer on the right-hand side.
10:27, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the debate. Because Jared Whateley was fired up on Wednesday when he had a chat to you.
I love Jared.
He had a crack
at me. No, he was seriously. He had a crack at you and Cam Luke, didn't he?
Yeah, we'll take a break and then it's my chance to.
Oh, here we go.
My chance to.
You want to take on God. Fair enough.
You're taking him on.
Fair enough. No, my chance to just put Jared straight.
You were probably going to hell. You will be now.
Yeah. You will be.
Time for the news.
George Burns.
See you.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
O499 736 736 to join our conversation. Hey, you've been critical of this horse V8.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
Come on. All I said is the horse didn't get a mile. No. How far was the Group 1 on the weekend?
You said tomato juice. Once upon a time, so. His egg on your face. And Calvin Mac, and you know what?
Do you know what?
Calvin actually have a look said at the you text him.
I did text him. I said, unbelievable. Horse doesn't get a mile. 1,500, boom. Group one. Huge, great ride. Great ride. And very, very happy for the owners.
And he's won one of the great, great races. Do you know that he's John Hawkes' almost favourite race ever?
Is it really?
Yeah, he reckons 1,500 weight for age at Rose Hill is just a perfect, brilliant distance and track.
Why don't they?
He's a great horse.
And he's won one of the great ones. As a three-year-old, he beat all the older horses.
I think if we go back, I've always praised that horse, and I think you were potting it early and made me do that because you didn't want to come out and upset Tony and Kelvin, and I just said it's tomato juice.
Kelvin's one of my favourites.
He's a very good trainer.
And Wayne's invited him to the dungeon so he can drink his wine after he took out that group one.
So
well done to Tony. And Dean Lane's, he's probably not a fan of the show, Dean Lane.
He's a jet.
Yeah, but you know what? He got it wrong because I don't think he wanted to go.
What do you mean?
He didn't want to go the George Ryder.
Dean Lane didn't want to go.
No.
Where did he want to go?
I don't know, but the McAvoy, he said, well, lucky the McAvoys are training, so well done. And Dean Lane, he's...
Great rider.
D-Lane's top three jockeys in the country, clearly. He's a
superstar.
There's
five of them. I think there's five that get it right 80% of the time.
Ryan Moore?
No, not in Australia, but internationally,
Jamie
yes.
Spencer?
No.
Who are we talking about?
The five that get it right.
Mark Zara have to be in that.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know who they are.
Mark Zara, Damien Lane, correct. James McDonald.
Correct.
Jamie Carr.
Jamie Carr being in the top five.
Blake Shin,
definitely top five. Who's the other one?
I reckon Timmy Clark's pretty good on gaze horses. Yes. Moving forward, he gets it right. He's great, great. He's fantastic.
Craig Williams.
Well, I think Willow's a wonderful rider. I've told you that in the past. So, but he probably doesn't get it right 8.5 times.
What about the 3-year-olds? They've surprised me a little bit. Like, they've won two races now against the older horses, Cylinder and now V8.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Like, a horse like Cylinder who ran enormous down the straight, he's probably peaked. And then they've backed him up because you're entitled to do that a couple of weeks later at the Valley, different weights.
But you're back to weight for age, and it was never ever going to suit him.
Yeah.
Going back to weight for age, I don't know. I just
he's a good horse though, Cylinder. Like he's a really good horse.
Well, he was a boom 2-year-old, wasn't he? He was a boom two-year-old.
He's not a bad horse. He's no superstar, Cylinder.
He's going to be a good stallion.
He's a beautiful-looking colt.
Yeah, I reckon he's going to be.
What's
good he
like?
Seed and Excel.
Seed and Excel.
He's going to be a good stallion. I'd buy his horses. They're up and down.
Do you know how everybody's saying, "Oh, geez, we can't. Our middle distance horses are crap. We can't compete with, the Europeans." And what's VS Sistina by, Wayne?
Got no idea.
She's by Fastnet Rock.
Is she? But Fastnet Rock, Northern Hemisphere, is it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What mare? Galileo mare? Or something?
No, I don't know.
I'll tell you what was amazing and. If you look at the Golden Slipper and you looked what the sire of the dam was, so you got a horse by such and such out of such and such and whatever the mare's sire was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
14 of the 16 were the top stallions. They were the not a single doubts. There was Fastnet Rocks. There was I'm Invincibles. There was Schnitzels. They weren't crap.
No, there was a lot of...
Now, it's just amazing how you look at that, you know what I mean, and you sort of go, well, there you go. 14 of the 16, the sire of the dam, broodmare sire... Were top of the tree.
Well, for the first time for a long time, I think like the sales prices reflected the slipper field in a way. There was $3 million gallopers in that race. There was a host of gallopers above 500,000. There was three homebreds, including the winner, Lady of Camelot. So, So I think the buyer's got it right for the Golden Slipper. We'll take a break, then we'll come back with our means test debate. Looking forward to that.
Live across Australia on SEN Track. Giddy up with Gareth Hall.
Well, welcome back to Gerard Whateley's show. Is it? Is it Gerard Whateley's show?
No, that's a voice. This is your you've organised this, but this is what this is the debate where they should place the Manikado Stakes. This is what Gerard Whateley had to say on his show, Johnny. His show's on between 9 and 12 weekdays. This is what Gerard had to say.
So number Gerard one had, show in Australia. Correct. Not
this,
Fridays.
This is what Gerard had to say about moving the Manikado when he was talking to Wayne.
Cannot tell you how much I hate this decision. So I totally acknowledge here that Cam Luke and Gareth Hall think this is genius. I hate it. Through total circumstances, we've just been reminded that Cox Plate Day is to be complete, to be resplendent. It needs the Manikado Stakes as part of it.
What's resplendent?
So that's Gerard Whateley there. Now,
what's resplendent?
I've got so much respect.
Unreal.
He's the genius. Unreal. He's the greatest of all time, G. But he's wrong here. But
don't
he's
sandwich
so
manage
wrong.
Him. Don't no, tell him he's
so
the greatest
wrong.
Of all time and then go
no,
from the
so
side.
No, he's so wrong. Because to have the Manikado next to the Cox Plate, we all would love that. If we could get an A-grade field for Manikado Stakes.
And he said we did. My no, argument was the same as you, yes. No, no, after that, what I said was, We haven't got enough quality horse. No. He said Imperatrix ran in it though.
But that was a one off. That will
and
never
I said
happen
that,
again.
But then he still went on with
no,
his argument.
No, Jared, that will never happen again. Bella Nipotina is a great horse, but she's not an A grade. Well, she did perform well to take out that Giga Kick last year, defeating some nice quality gallopers. But it's not a.
You might have Switzerland. You might have Storm Boy
in the Manikado if it was on Cox Plate Day.
What,
Storm
why
Boy
you
will
this
be
year?
In the Cox Plate.
What, if they're that good, they might be in the Everest.
3,000 metre, what do you mean?
Well, the problem well, the best is horses too, are in the Everest, Johnny.
It's too close to the Everest.
And it's the perfect place. If you want an A-grade...
It's too close to the Everest.
If you want an A-grade field for the Manikado, you have it on grand final leave because you would get, for instance, this time last year, you would have got
Everest
I Wish
horses.
I Win and Giga Kick.
Everest horses.
Melbourne Everest horses taking on Imperatrix.
I would love a debate. I would love to get Jared online here.
Well, who do you agree with?
I agree with Jared.
Oh.
I'm always with Jared. I'm trying to establish that he even knows my name, little enough
no, so you,
worrying
you,
about
so
your
you,
opinions on whether so, the Everest or the Manikado was here before the Everest was.
But,
so you know what we should do?
But the Everest is a
we
better
should,
race now.
We should get some more prize money behind the Manikado.
Won't matter. It won't
we
won't
should
matter.
Tip, we should put $10 million against the Manikado.
The horse is bolted. The horse is bolted.
That Johnny. $10 million would help, but I mean, I don't think we need to be putting that much money into it.
Well, the challenge is if you want to, I mean, I think we all agree with this. If you want to focus on the biggest race days, from a New South Wales perspective, they've invented the Everest, set it into
correct.
A slop race.
Correct.
It never existed,
yes.
And have chucked a heap of money behind it, right? So trainers, owners, you want the best horses to race in the best environments. It doesn't matter whether it's the middle of May, the end of October, the start of February, or what it
but
is.
We're a changing you, landscape. Though,
yeah, but so you just got to put money behind it. If you put money behind it, people will race there.
But you can't put money behind it in a way where you've got two big races that race that with like 2 weeks of each other. It's all about where they're situated. So,
but you're
but
making
just
that
a waste
comment
of money.
On the basis that Sydney have done that to pinch all the people to go up there rather than race Manikado. So I get what you're saying. The scenario is,
but the, where are
if
we going to get the money from?
If we're focusing on Cox Plate, if we're focusing on Cox Plate Day as being an elite racing day, and Derby Day, and Melbourne Cup Day, if that's what it is, some races in the autumn, chuck a heap of prize money around the best races, and the horses.
Where do
will
we
race.
Get the prize money from?
Well, we're going to have they're going to have to allocate some of the money that they don't.
So get rid
spend
of,
in other areas. They're going to have to. They're going to have to work
a,
out.
It
how
is
to,
a changing landscape, and if you look at it. Realistically and sensibly. The Coolmore wasn't the race. The Golden Rose wasn't the race. The Queen Elizabeth wasn't the race. Doncaster's dropped off. Newmarket, Oakley Plates, they've all dropped off. Now, some have gone up and some have come down, so we can't have our cake and eat it too. And that is fact. Have a look at them. You know, the Doncaster was the biggest and best race ever. It's not now because the Queen Elizabeth sucks half the horses out of the Doncaster.
It'd be the best race, this campaign.
Yeah, but it might be one. And that was my argument with Gerard the other day.
This carnival.
Imperatrice, yes, she ran. But what if she didn't? You know what the best one was? Do you remember when Nature's Trip won 2 years ago on at Flemington over Cup Week? Mate, he won by four, and he beat a Group 3 horse and an 89 rater or something.
And it's difficult with...
It's hard.
Yeah, and it's difficult now because they've got the bonuses for the sprinters there in Sydney. So if you win an Everest, you're going to go
There's
to...
There's no point taking, the Johnny. There's no point taking on the Everest. Just so if Mooney Valley have gone start, back though, 2 months...
The point we make at the start is if there was an Australian body...
Yeah, but that's, controlling.
That's not going to happen.
But I'm just saying, if that was happening,
there
would be
that.
More consistent, better racing over 12 months of the year with more prize money to enable owners to get better returns rather than being in a position where you're competing all the time.
That's more chance of Jamie Spencer riding one of your horses.
Well, he's actually booked for one in the UK.
I love
it. Hey, so Gerard... Say it one more time.
Gerard was wrong. I can't, in a perfect world, I agree with
Gerard. Can I just tell you, Gerard is the closest person to the Fonz.
No,
to Fonzie, for the older crew that I've ever seen. And he couldn't even say the word wrong.
In a perfect,
the Fonz,
in a perfect world, Gerard's right that you would love to have a Manicato alongside a Cox Plate. But if you're going to have a B, I'd rather an A-grade Manicato on grand final eve than a B-grade Manicato on Cox Plate day.
What about if we made the Manicato a slot race and we did what they do?
No.
You can't do it.
Well,
what do you mean? You can't do it?
You could do that.
We've got a quokka.
We've got a quokka.
But it's the runny race in Perth.
Well, the All-Star Mile, difference. I was talking to a few heavy hitters about how a slot race would work there. You would have to put, like Racing Victoria would still have to put in a lot of prize money because you've got to make worthwhile. Right. For the slot holders. So if you have $1 million for a slot or you, like if I was running All-Star Mile, I would auction off the slots just for a year, see if that works. Like, because you've got massive egos in the game, like your ego, like you wouldn't be able to miss out.
100%. Make sure you get that right, folks. You were looking at Gary.
He was looking straight at me.
Not me.
He's got the moisturiser on between the brakes. Anyway, he's doing the waxing. He's doing the ice baths.
And
ego.
And he waited till Gerard was on air, made sure he was on air, and then he's had a whack at him, so Gerard doesn't even know.
I actually text Gerard and said, could you ring in? He goes, I would not waste my time with that bloke.
Let's take a break. Oh, no's coming up next.
Good morning, Gerard. I didn't say that.
Morning, Gerard.
Live across Australia on SEN Track, Giddy Up with Gareth Hall.
Love the show. Can you please ask Johnny O'Neill what St. George is doing, what his spring plans are? Very interested. Thanks, mate. Enjoy.
Good on you, brother.
Very nice horse. Coming out to go to Kieran Maher.
Yes.
Done very, very well overseas, and we will be setting him for Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup.
Okay.
Yeah, nice horse. Nice horse.
Let's get stuck into our oh no's.
No, no, no. Oh no. See you walking around like it's a funeral.
It'll be your funeral today when Gerard finds out.
A few oh no's here. My oh no, Wayne Hawks rocking up to the races. How embarrassing. He embarrasses Johnny.
Did you go to Hawksy's joint on the weekend?
Hey,
while we're on that.
Wayne Hawks rocking up to the races with no tie and had to borrow one to get in. He's better than that, Wayne.
No, what happened was I went to Flemington, it was 37 degrees and I didn't wear a tie. And I went to walk in the members and the woman said, you need a tie to get in the members. So then I just walked around and didn't go in the members.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
So Mooney Valley, you weren't?
Tell the truth.
No, that was a Flemington.
Tell the truth. Okay. One of your owners.
About 4 weeks ago.
One of your owners didn't have a tie, Hawks. He took his off, gave it to his owner so he could get in the mounting.
Other oh no is Johnny O'Neill. Your tactics were spy wire after you jump and you should have led. It was embarrassing.
Well, the thing that surprises me.
Everyone's blaming Johnny Allen.
Yeah, but the thing that surprises me here is that everybody saw what happened in the Blue Diamond. The horse is a very, very fast horse.
Yeah, right? But you had an outside gate. You had to whiz across in a big field. You would have walked to the front.
Everybody who watches the races, everybody who watches the trials would have seen that we trialled in between. We rode him back off to make him trial quiet and settle. The intention was clearly to take the trail. There was going to be solid pace.
Yeah.
There was. And the only blue was Johnny went back in rather than going out. If he went out around him at Winsby 3.
Where he stuffed up was after he went, he gave the lead up. That was perfect. He should have stayed one off the fence. He went to rail and he was three back. He was third on the fence, Gareth. He should have stayed one off the fence.
Johnny did exactly what he was told to do. The only thing, he went in then go out.
Should have been 1-1.
That's it. If it goes out, it wins.
Next.
Anyway, was there a change of tactics?
No change of tactics.
No, because he trialled
it in the meantime and tried to sit off. He was on pace.
Oh, no. Wayne Hawke's watching. They tell me he was watching the Formula One and he was complaining that it was too many ads mid-race.
Channel 10. What are you doing? You don't go halfway through a race. You don't get halfway through the Melbourne Cup and go to an ad break.
They've got to pay for the channel. But then, he has Foxtel and it was... There was no ads on Foxtel, plus a better coverage. He didn't realise it was
across.
On.
I didn't know. So
anyway, your O knows?
Oh, Hugh Bowman flew down from Hong Kong and rode Zarek. Gee whiz, that was a beauty. Absolute beauty in the Randvet. Came in and said, yeah, I don't know what I was doing there. Sorry. Thanks for that, Hugh. Good to see you.
So you bagged Ryan Moore and Hughie Bowman.
I haven't bagged Ryan Moore.
You have, so.
He's world class.
Next.
Anyway. I reckon the inside of the track in Sydney was shit out.
Again.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Again.
It was terrible. You needed to be two or three off and everybody's...
I was surprised they moved the rail out. I would have left the rail exactly where it was from the week before and just said, find your own way.
Yes, yes, yeses. Any other O-nos? No.
Yes, yes, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
Blake Shin's my yes, yes, yes. He wins a slipper and then he rides in the Hong Kong Derby, finishes second. And well done to Zach Purton. That was a ride and a half to take out the Hong Kong Derby there yesterday.
Exactly what I was going to say. If you're talking about two jockeys that rode amazingly, was Sunday's Hong Kong Derby. If you haven't watched it, go and watch it. See, they jumped, went straight back to second last. They were back in the back three.
Yep.
And on that fast pace to be riding the way both those blokes did and cool as what they did, that is top class stuff.
Sensational.
Plenty of yes, yes, yeses here. Jamie Mott riding like an absolute genius. I thought great news for Ethan Brown coming back and riding a double was terrific. Kieran, five winners. Waller, a group one freak. Gay and Adrian, a freak.
Yeah.
Shin riding like a genius.
Kieran had a big day.
He did. And again, we see Timmy Clark and Damian Lane and Nasher Willer and Shinny and J-Mac riding unbelievably well. So really good.
Calvin McAvoy.
Yeah, unbelievable. Good on him too.
You've been wanting his first stallion, Calvin. Well, congratulations. Yeah. You're now a proud father of V8.
And I do believe that you had the Pinjarra Cup winner and left everyone
out. Holy enchantment.
Why would you do
SJ
that?
SJ Mill is a superstar. Why would you do that? One of the great trainers.
And did you go to Hawksy's for the...
No, I've got to get through these text messages.
Right.
I've had one of the thrills of my life being a shareholder in Lady Lagoon. It just seems none of the experts seem to rate her. On her record, she should have at least rated a mention in George
Reiner. Who cares? Unbelievable run.
Great run.
Johnny O'Neill needs the crossover and tongue tie. Look how well Spywire settled with those gear changes.
Well, yes, I need that. Yeah. Gee, on your behaviour recently, you need the stallion chain, my friend.
Johnny, how is the feeling in the immediacy camp for the Australian Derby?
Thought it ran enormous. No pace in the race, push forward. Whole new area for that horse. Never been ridden like that before. Sat down and fought out the finish, so he'll be hard to beat.
We've got a problem, Johnny. Mickey Gannon was telling me that another wheel might not even get a start in the prelude of the Doncaster.
Well, again, we're going to go back to these, better class horses. If it goes around in the prelude, I said the other day.
Well, if
it's a surer thing than death, just keep betting.
Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
And look out. That's all I've got to say. It's airborne. It's an aeroplane, that horse.
But it can't get in, so it can't win. What do you mean
it can't get in? Are you sure it can't get in?
I don't know. I'm just going off what Mickey Gannon said.
Well, Mickey would probably know. So then it'll probably go around a benchmark 90 and $1.80.
Yeah.
And then...
what are you doing?
Well, I'm just wriggling that because you'll be able to buy a new car if you back it.
Oh, is that, oh,
Kia?
Is that what it is?
Any winners
what it is.
For
new
us,
Kia.
Any That's winners for is. Us this
new
week?
New Kia. Wednesday.
Yes. Magalia.
I've got a little bit of sunshine in my pocket going around Wednesday at Sandown.
Who's riding it?
Johnny Allen will be riding it.
No.
Ridden the last two.
We're
great
at.
Rider, John. Sandown, no problems. He'll be
Sunshine.
Quite a nice horse, Sunshine, in my pocket after the little Justin Timberlake song, I think.
Okay. What about you, Wayno?
Ground Rush, he's due for a victory. He's running on the Kenzo, at the Kenzo on Wednesday.
Are you tipping us one?
I am.
Oh, please.
Ground
Everybody
Rush.
Everybody better be tuning in if Hawksy's tipping. He doesn't talk.
Looking forward to this weekend. Who wins the Australian Cup? Pride of Jenny Brightside. I reckon a tissue would be a big chance.
Yeah, it's got no hope. Where do you get that from? No. How's it going to beat Pride of Jenny?
Yeah, Pride of Jenny is the one to beat. I said whoever beats her, I reckon it'll be a tissue.
It and Brightside will
fight
out.
20 past 11, SEN 11:16. Listen to Jared and
11:48.
Gareth. 11:48 you're going on. Are you that late? 11:48 this morning. Make sure you tune into Jared Waitley's program to listen to
you
Jared
must have
rip
bet,
Gareth one.
You had a bet with one of our listeners, Gihan. He says, I'll have Pure Blondes, thanks, because another wheel won't get a start.
Well, he can have pure blondes if it doesn't get a start. But if it does, he better be sending some stuff into me.
What, VB for you, Johnny?
No. Tomato juice. V8 tomato juice.
I want a can of V8 tomato juice.
Say,
and I'll
apologise
drink it with Kelvin.
To Calvin. Apologise.
I love Kelvin.